Yo, what's going on, world? Big Aunt Triple X, man. I'm back at it again. I just want to let y'all know, first of all, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the glorious day and time. Thank you for letting us be in the number one more time. And Father God, I'm always grateful and thankful for the hearers and doers and listeners of this word from you coming through me. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and I pray for the world and myself and my wife and new family. Amen. Hey, so look, I'm getting right back at it, right? So Big Hawk ain't going to be before you long, but I want to tell you that I got on a shirt that says, a black and white t-shirt that says, more Jesus and less issues. Ain't that something? A shirt that says, more Jesus and less issues. And where I'm at is 63 degrees today. 63 degrees. So I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. So I just want you guys to know that so you can kind of get a feel of where I'm at, how the weather is, what's going down. And I just want to, you know, let you know that I appreciate you listening to my shows, listening to the word that God provides for me to give to y'all. And I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to tell you today that you have millions of dollars invested in you. You just got to know how to use it, even for myself. And I want to get at it and just give you these nine things that the Bible verse say about money. And one of them is that God owns everything. God owns like everything. Even how rich you are, it's borrowed money. It still goes back to the Lord because you can't take it with you. The next thing is that money is about discipleship. And don't worship money, but get your money. Fight for contentment and kill greed with your heart. Be mindful of debt, manage your finances, and more money, more problems. So those are the nine things, right? So I just want to tell you, just short, brief, and simple, that you have millions of dollars invested in you. You just got to know how to use it and know that no matter how much wealth you get, you're getting it up for God because you don't own anything. Everything is on borrowed time, even your time. You can use it wisely, but you don't. It's not yours. One of the things says God owns everything. God doesn't talk about money because he's broke and needs a helping hand. All right, far from it. God owns everything. Exodus 19 and 5 tells us that. Exodus 19 and 5 out of the King James Version. Since God is the rightful owner of everything we have, this means the money we earn actually belongs to God. Practically speaking, God calls us to manage the money we accumulate on his behalf, not to have a love for money. This is the essence of biblical stewardship. So you got to know that. You got to know that, that you don't own it. No matter how wealthy you are, no matter what you try to do, it goes back to God. You got scriptures from Exodus 19 and 5, Job 41 and 11, Psalms 24 and 1, and 1 Timothy 4, 3 through 5. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Say it one more time. Exodus 19 and 5. Job 41:11, Psalms 24:1, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. Money is about discipleship. So know how to discipline yourself when it comes to money and finances. You'll find that help out of Matthew 6 and 24, Luke 12 and 34, and Luke 16:11 through 12. Don't worship. It says worship with your money. So if you're not careful, it can be easy to place your hope in money. So don't worship with your money. Be careful. Guard your heart. Don't be a fool with your money. So know that as well. I'm outside, so if you hear noises and stuff, that's because I'm outside. That tells you that. Don't worship your money. Tells you that in 1 Samuel 2 and 7. And number 4 says fight for contentment. You're going to find the scriptures to that out of chapters Job 36 and 11, Proverbs 19 and 23, Psalms 37, 6 through 17, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, and Philippians 4, 11 through 13, and Philippians 4 and 19. So it just goes on and on. It tells you about how money and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to develop yourself to get rich. Because God wants us all to be rich and be millionaires. You're already kings and queens. You have the tools and the success. You just got to know how to orchestrate it to make it happen. Okay? So listen, I got married on yesterday. Just want to let you guys know that. I have a new wife, new family, new everything. So one of the experiences I want to tell y'all is let go of the old once you become married or anything, and bless yourself with what's in front of you, because God sometimes blesses yourself with what's in front of you. So get the scales off your eyes and know that, and know how to manage your money, know how to be successful, obey God's voice, and do everything God told you to do. Hey, this Big Aunt Triple X, I'm out. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word. Thank you for the hearers and doers that's listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Big Aunt is out. Peace.